Hi there guys, as you prepare for a long day of work, let me, Anisha, help you to prepare you with all the cues that are lined up for trade. Well, of course, what will really occupy the mind space and headlines today will be the RBI government board meet outcome, and that might be able to lend some life to Bank Nifty, which was otherwise languishing in trade yesterday. It underperformed throughout the day and ended around 0.2% higher, whereas we saw around 80-90 point uptick when it comes to the Nifty, and it managed to close above the 200-day moving average. Now, there was some exhaustion early morning yesterday, but the dip got bought, and guess who went shopping yesterday? It was clearly the FIIs, because they bought around 1100 crores in the cash equity markets yesterday, while the DIIs, they sold around 300 crores in the cash market. Well, as far as the queue for today is concerned, in terms of the domestic queue, the most important one is the RBI government board meet outcome, wherein the showdown seems to have been averted, and the two parties, that is the RBI and government, seems to have formed some sort of middle ground, though the can has been kicked to the next board meet, which is scheduled for December 14. Now, to just give you a few highlights, they have decided to form an expert committee to examine the economic capital framework. So basically, the government is a bit adamant and they want their dividends out of the reserve, but the RBI wants to back it up and support it with data, and that's why they have kicked it to December 14 meeting. Separately, they have agreed to retain the CRR or the Basel norms to 9%, while the timeline of it has been extended by a year. Also separately, board has advised to consider a scheme to recast stress standard assets of MSMEs. Also, keep in mind that there is the second and final phase of polling for the Chhattisgarh election that will be underway today. So, just something to keep an eye out on, because otherwise the global cues are really weak. The US stock markets tumbled. Dow was down about 400 points. S&P down 2%. And even the Nasdaq down about 3%. In fact, it was the vulnerability in the tech space that really weighed on equities yesterday. FANG is now in bear market territory, as all of its five constituents are 20% off its recent high. Apple, for example, was down about 4-5% after it announced a major supply cut. Facebook continues to be under pressure regarding the public image concerns regarding the elections in 2016. Moreover, China has alleged some massive evidence of chipmaker violations, and that's the reason these chip stocks in Asia are also coming under pressure. All of this led to weakness in dollar as well. Now, dollar is at a 2-week low that was pressured by cautious comments coming on US economy from the US Fed as well, and that is what is aiding the rupee, because rupee has strengthened quite a bit. Now, from the levels of 74 and above, we are down to 71.64 yesterday, and that's the highest level that we have seen against the dollar on rupee since September 4th. So something really to take heart from. Separately, crude continues to hover between $67.50 to $67 per barrel. Yes, it has inched higher a tad bit, but overall holding steady. There have been talks about OPEC, Russia, and several other countries considering a fresh round of supply, and that's why we saw a tad bit of inching higher of the crude when you look at the overnight session. Asia this morning is really weak. We had the Nikkei, which was down about almost 1%. SGX Nifty is also suggesting a cut of around 30 points. Hang Seng, well, the early rates have suggested a downtick of around 300 points. So the weak cues from the global markets really continue to negate the positives, if any, from the RBI board meet outcome. In terms of the level to watch for today, for Nifty, 10,800-850 on the upside, 10,700-10,650 on the downside. Bank Nifty's 100-day moving average is at around 26,505, so something that you can keep an eye out on for. So separately, of course, the PCA banks will be in focus after the RBI meet. So names like IDBI Bank, Bank of Maharashtra, IOB, United Bank, Allahabad Bank, they all will be in focus. Yes Bank will definitely be in focus, because the slew of resignations there doesn't seem to end. Now we hear that Mr. Chandrasekhar, the non-executive independent director, has resigned from the board of directors, and he has cited some personal reasons and has put in a resignation with immediate effect. Now remember, this is the third resignation that we have heard about in the last couple of weeks or so that definitely raises a bit of red flag. Talking about resignations, Fortis Malar has announced that their CFO is going to step down with effect from January 2019. There have been some buybacks as well. For Oil India, they have approved a buyback of around 4.5% equity at the price of 215 versus the current market price of 201. HEG will consider a buyback and that will be on November 26th. PSP Projects has bagged an order of around 370 crores and NMDC says that pending the decision with the Karnataka government, they have suspended production at the Donimalai mine. Temporarily, they do not expect a big impact from this particular thing, but this has been one of the reasons why stock has been volatile of late. So, gear on and be ready for another volatile session because yesterday was a bit rough and today as well, it looks like it is going to be a volatile session. Start might be in the red, but very important to see if there is more buying that is lined up in the later half of the day.